From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC News Update. William J. Kimball reports in the Daily Freeman that Amtrak will discontinue stops at the 109-year-old Rhine Cliff Station temporarily if a new parking area can't be found, according to Rhinebeck supervisor Elizabeth Spinza. Amtrak is negotiating with the property owner at Orchid Drive and LaPolta Avenue for additional parking while the Rhine Cliff Rail Station undergoes renovations. Spinza said, and I quote, "They are going to need to come up with a parking space for overflow starting this fall. If we don't have an alternative parking space for them, this station could close down. It could just go from Hudson to Poughkeepsie," end quote. Amtrak officials say the work could take longer than the 4 years initially expected. Spinza said, and I quote, "It could take 6 years. The station could be under construction for over 4 years," end quote. Amtrak is improving the signal system on sections of the track, replacing crumbling concrete platforms, installing a longer upper-level platform, constructing new stairs, and upgrading the handicapped accessibility access with $28.22 million in federal funding. Currently, the Rhine Cliff Station has about 200,000 passengers per year. Amtrak's work is part of a plan to increase the number of round trips between Albany and New York City from 13 to 17 daily. Amtrak officials did not respond to a request for comments. Spinza said that Amtrak has, and I quote, "agreed to do what I think should be a town board meeting where they go over the plans with us in public, and we have our Historic and Archaeological Preservation Committee and Planning Board weigh in with recommendations for them to consider," end quote. Read more about this story in the Daily Freeman. Andrea Mako is reporting for Porcupine Sioux that even though virtually everyone in Greene County is either a migrant or descended from someone from other parts of the world, officials there released a press release May 15 saying more migrants are not welcome. The statement, which came from the Greene County government but not specific officials, said, and I quote, "The arrival of increased numbers of migrants seeking shelter in the city and state of New York is expected to exacerbate an already filled large-scale humanitarian crisis and create a disaster emergency to which local governments are unable to adequately respond, creating a threat to health and safety, which could result in the loss of life or property," end quote. Currently, Republican officials in Texas and Florida have been shipping migrants to New York City, where the Democrat mayor is sending some of them upstate. The anonymous press release said, and I quote, "Greene County already has a housing and homeless crisis," end quote. Then officials said that if any migrants are sent to Greene County, and I quote, "we would have no choice but to put asylum seekers who require significant services back on a bus to the closest sanctuary city, such as Albany, Kingston, or Hudson," end quote. Read more about this story in Porcupine Sioux. Zach Fink reports for New York State of Politics that Governor Kathy Hochul says she may sign an executive order to create more housing in New York. Hochul and many Hudson Valley officials have said there is an affordable housing crisis in the state. Hochul proposed building 800,000 new housing units in the new state budget, but the plan was dismissed in negotiations with legislators. There are only a few weeks left in the legislature to pass new housing legislation. Now she is asking about an executive order to address the problem. Hochul said, and I quote, "What else can we accomplish by executive order? What opportunities I have as governor to find ways to create more housing on state-owned property, for example. Areas where I can achieve more," end quote. Read more about this story at New York State of Politics. The Times Union reports that Forge Project, a native-led art, culture, and decolonial education initiative in Columbia County, has six 2023 fellows. Margot Arbeda from the Taos Pueblo Diná tribe, Brent Michael Davis, Mohican Munsee Lenape, Lucy Grignon, Stockbridge Munsee Menominee, Emily Johnson, Yupik, Dr. Suzanne Kite, Oglala Lakota, and Rachel Martin, Tenkat. Ford's Project Executive Director Candace Hopkins, Crossroad Tangish First Nation, said, and I quote, "We're excited to introduce our third annual class of Ford's Fellows whose interdisciplinary approaches as creators, innovators, and organizers speak to the rich complexity of Native and Indigenous thought today," end quote. Columbia County is part of the ancestral homeland of the Stockbridge Munsee Band of the Mohegan Indians, who were forced to move to Wisconsin, and the Forge program always keeps two fellowship spots for members of the Stockbridge Munsee tribe. Each fellow receives a $25,000 grant and use of the Forge Project site, libraries, and collection of contemporary art by indigenous artists during three-week rotation residencies. Read more about this story in the Times Union. And that wraps up the WGXC News Update. You can visit our website at WGXC.org for local weather updates, public meetings, our community calendar, or COVID-19 updates. And while you're there, please click on the donate button to become a WGXC sustaining supporter or make a one-time donation. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.